Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I'm Gashau Patrick, the layman. And this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Welcome to Swala Nyeti. How are you, Gashau?
Hi, Wakili. I'm fine, thanks. Mm-hmm. Have you ever cycled in the rain, by the way?
I have, but not by choice.
It wasn't. No. So nowadays it's been raining a bit in the morning. Mm-hmm. And we decided to go for a ride.
Okay.
And it's not a lot of rain, eh? Mm-hmm. So the problem with that rain is, you know, Kenyan roads are very dusty.
Well, unless it's raining.
Yeah, now when they rain, that dust turns into like
sludge.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Now when you're riding.
Oh, I know that.
So the funny thing is, when we finish the ride, all of us have a line at the back here. Yeah. All the way to your temple, like, yeah. The back. And the front, yeah.
You didn't have mudguards on your bikes?
No. Yeah. You know, you live thinking, it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
Then it starts, it's not even rain, it's just some drizzle. For long enough, yeah. You don't even get really wet.
Yeah, yeah.
But that mud,
yeah, yeah.
You just get home and get there thinking, what are you doing? That happened to me, I think, this week. I was like, yeah, but yeah, we need mudguards.
You need mudguards, and you can also apply to do a commercial for Omo.
I'm sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That is good, you know?
And that doesn't come out. It will be disaster. One of the guys who had a mudguard was so clean when we finished. Yeah. He had not been with us. Anyway, I found it so hilarious. In any case, we have a very, very interesting case today, because this case was on social media not very long ago.
Yeah,
I think it has quieted down a bit, but we'd like to discuss it. And this is it. Shafi Weru, Neville, and DJ Joe Mfalme, who are popular radio presenters at Homeboys Radio, were suspended, then fired, after making derogatory comments about a woman who was thrown off a building by her date after refusing his advances. As a consequence, there was an uproar on social media, and the sponsors of advertisements aired on their radio show also withdrew their sponsorship. Their employer, Radio Africa, first suspended their services on the 26th of March 2021, and then they terminated their employment on the next day. The employees claimed that they heard about their termination through social media and that they were not given a chance to be heard. The letter making rounds on social media claimed that they were fired due to gross misconduct for making inappropriate and insensitive comments on air. Shafi Weru felt aggrieved and decided to sue Radio Africa for unlawful and unfair termination and violation of constitutional rights as he learned of his termination on social media. According to the demand letter, he's asking for 1 month's salary in lieu of notice, totaling 682,500 Kenya shillings, 12 months' salary for unfair termination, a gratuity amount of 12,285,000 Kenya shillings, and a certificate of service. So, Wakili, the question is, can you get fired on social media?
Okay, so let me see if I can just summarize. Of course, these radio presenters, Shafi, Neville, and DJ Joe Mfame, were fired because of comments they made during a radio show.
Yeah.
And the manner in which they were fired, it happened very quickly after things erupted on social media. And now he is suing the company for unlawful and unfair termination.
Yeah.
So I think the question you've asked is, can someone be fired over social media, leads to other legal questions. First, were Shafi's constitutional rights violated?
Mm-hmm.
And which of these constitutional rights is he referring to? And of course, there's the issue of unfair termination. And what would happen if he was able to prove these claims of unfair termination?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best place to start is to look at those constitutional rights that Shafi is referring to.
Yeah.
He claims that his rights were violated.
Yeah.
And you do have two rights which could apply here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a right of fair labor practices.
Okay.
Meaning, and this is a constitutional right.
Yeah.
Meaning that when you are employed somewhere, you're expecting that the practices by your employer are fair.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's also a right to human dignity, because everybody deserves respect, regardless of their status or any perceived wrongdoing.
Okay.
So both of these rights, it's possible to say that they could have been violated.
Even if they were violated only if the letter was leaked on social media before getting it to him.
Exactly. You see, that would be looking at the both fair labor practices and human dignity, because why would you fire someone and he finds out about it, not from you, from the entire world.
Okay. And now I just want to ask something. If the letter had gotten to him,
mm-hmm.
would we still be checking if these rights were violated?
If the letter had gone to him first,
yeah.
So when you're talking about constitutional rights being violated or not,
yeah.
of course the facts are important.
Okay.
And I think, you know, it's hard to speculate whether yeah. it would have been violated or not, because those facts that happened are what has brought him to write this demand letter.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say that it would be a more difficult case for him to make.
Okay.
If he had received this letter in advance, but there's also the issue of the process by which it took place. I think it was on a Saturday he was suspended and then he was fired on.
But he might have been Sunday. Suspended on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly, or rather whatever was out here was that there should have been an investigation, like for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, okay.
And then the very next day, which is not a normal working day.
Yeah, so let's look at this issue of unfair termination, mm. because I think that's what you're leading to.
Yeah.
And the laws in employment, they list what constitutes unfair termination.
Yeah.
And usually there are three things they look at.
Mm-hmm.
So they look at, one, whether the reason was valid.
Yeah.
So yeah. if the reason that you're being terminated is invalid, then that yeah, could then be fair. Unfair there termination. Might, yeah. Then also, they also look at whether it was fair reason. And they're listed. What constitutes fair reason are listed in the Employment Act.
Okay.
But really, fair reason means something which relates to either your conduct or your capacity to do the job or your compatibility with the operations of the business.
Yeah.
They look at whether the process was fair.
Oh.
The process and through which you're terminated.
Of those three things.
Mm-hmm.
For it to be cleared that it was not unfair, mm-hmm. must they all be met?
Okay, so let me remove the double negatives.
Yeah.
So you're asking for it to be fair termination?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yes, 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 yes.
So you mean the other thing? You mean for must all three be present yes. for it to be unfair termination? No.
For it to be unfair or for it to be fair? If I meet all three,
yes,
there's no unfair. It is fair termination.
Okay, the way I expressed them, I think I expressed them in the positive. But the way they're expressed in the law, they're expressed in the negative.
Uh-huh.
So, but yes, to answer your question, you don't have to meet all three to either be fair or unfair.
So I could say this: the reason is valid,
mm-hmm.
and it's fair, but the process was not okay.
Yes.
It could happen that it was still fair termination.
No. Now I'm saying that would be unfair termination.
So three, I must take three.
So yes.
That the process followed was okay.
Yes, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
the
yes.
reason and it was fair.
Yes. So
you can't say two are done and one wasn't.
Exactly. Yes, to clarify, you're right. So all three must be observed for the termination to be fair.
Mm.
And if they're not, if just one of them is not observed, then it is unfair termination.
Wow.
Now, before even you get to whether the termination is unfair, if you look at what happened to Shafi Weru,
yeah.
what jumps out clearly is that the process by which this termination happened
might have an issue.
Might not meet the requirements of fairness.
Yeah.
Okay, of a fair process, which would allow him to claim that due process was not observed during this termination.
I see.
So, like, usually what happens is if you're going to be dismissed, you should have a disciplinary hearing. You should be able to have someone attend the disciplinary hearing with you. You should be able to be heard because the right of fair hearing is also a constitutional right.
Constitutional right.
And, of course, you should be given the reasons clearly.
For the termination.
Yes, or for, you know, the disciplinary hearing
oh, yeah.
in advance of the termination. And, of course, if you're terminated, you should also be clearly told the reasons why you're being terminated.
Now, just a quick one. The process.
Yes.
It's not put in on a rock. Like, if we say I form a company,
mm-hmm.
and if there's a problem, we do disciplinary
yes.
hearing, and that is our process. But we say it can happen during, all this can happen in one day, or in our law, we say it can happen immediately. So in law, it's not that you have to wait for 2 weeks.
No, no, no. The 2 weeks.
You do it according to your company laws.
Yes. Of course, what will happen is you can have your own company regulations,
yes.
but they'll still be checked to see whether they are fair.
Could mean the time is not fair.
Of course.
You're not giving people enough time.
Yeah. Can't tell someone appear for a disciplinary hearing tomorrow.
Yeah.
The person has not had time to prepare. They haven't even digested what it is you're claiming. They haven't been able to get someone to attend the hearing with them.
Yes.
So whereas time might be you to decide in your employee conduct.
That time must still be deemed to be fair.
Exactly.
Amazing. And this someone who can attend, mm-hmm. you mean like a lawyer? Who is this someone who can attend with you?
So usually it's another employee. Or a friend.
Or a friend.
Well, yes, because they're coming to give moral support. This is not necessarily a trial. Okay?
Okay.
And if you look at most handbooks,
yeah.
when they talk about disciplinary hearings, they specifically don't want lawyers to come in during that period of time.
Okay.
You haven't gotten to the stage where you have been convicted or whether you have been...
So what happens in the disciplinary? I'm just told what I did wrong. Or whether or not I accept it.
So what usually happens is that you'll have been given a list... Of
my offenses,
yes,
so to speak.
Of what the company is alleging, the conduct that they're alleging was requires the discipline.
Yes.
Or the disciplinary hearing.
Yes.
And you'll be given an opportunity to respond, usually in writing. So you'll be given an opportunity to respond in writing. Mm-hmm. And if the answers are not satisfactory, you can be, you know, given a notice to show cause why you should not be.
Dismissed.
Actually, that probably would come beforehand. The notice to show cause would come before the disciplinary hearing.
Ah.
Yes. Because
and that comes after you've replied. Or that comes with...
Yes. For example, you might give the notice to show cause why you should not be disciplined for XYZ. So if the answers you give are satisfactory, it could end there. Or it could proceed to a disciplinary hearing.
I see.
And during the disciplinary hearing, then that's when you can come with someone.
Wait, you will be... I think I should come with somebody who can help, like Al.
No,
I might say something and be used against me.
And usually they're not set up like, you know, like a court.
But that is generally, I refused and you're saying now, look, we thought you did this. You have refused it. Still think you should be punished. And now let's have a sit down to tell you why we should punish you.
Yes, that's exactly what usually a disciplinary hearing is supposed to achieve. But remember, it's not a legal process. It's an administrative process.
Mm.
So how the company chooses to organize it, as long as they give you a right to be heard,
yeah.
then they have complied with the law. Because
okay.
all the law requires is that the employee has a right to be heard.
Okay. I hear you now.
Now, if it doesn't go your way, of course, there's always a court process that you can pursue. But at least by the time it's getting to court, the company can claim
we did the following things.
Yeah, the process was fair. He had an opportunity to say... or to defend himself or herself.
Okay.
I mean, all these things we've spoken about are about unfair termination.
Yeah.
But employers still have a right of summary dismissal.
Woo!
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you thought we were safe.
Summary dismissal is still a right employers have. There are some reasons which are provided in law.
Yeah.
Under which they can dismiss you. Of course, one of them which applies in this case is gross misconduct, a fundamental breach of your obligations under the contract.
Yeah.
And in summary dismissal, they don't have to give you any notice. So, yeah.
Even for hearing, no disciplinary, leave.
Just given a letter and you're told you're summarily dismissed, and that's that.
Okay.
So the question here is this what happened with Shafiweru? Was he summarily dismissed? But still, if he feels that even the summary dismissal was unfair termination, because again, it's a matter of interpretation. Someone is saying you've been dismissed because of this gross misconduct, but you can say there was no gross misconduct.
Oh.
So you should have given me a fair hearing to show why there was no gross misconduct. So it doesn't mean that automatically that you're dismissed through summary dismissal, then that's the end of the story. No, it's not.
Okay, I'm intrigued. We had discussed a case where the court gives you what you asked for.
Yes.
Now, can the court deem what you asked for as too much?
Yes. So
it can do that.
So yeah, so let's for example look at the reliefs.
But you said the court cannot say what I asked is too little.
Well,
they can tell you, guy man, why are you asking for 12 million? Ask for 20.
You know, these are the questions which come up and they call this judicial activism, whereby the judge or the court is proactive and starts telling the litigants ABCD. So some courts might, and some judges might ask you to consider.
Wow.
It's possible.
Okay.
But I just need to mention this beliefs that have been asked. When it's unfair termination, he's asked for 12 months salary
and
for unfair termination.
1 month leave of notice.
1 month leave of notice. So it's, if unfair termination, yes, you can get notice. You can get paid for...
Even summary dismissal.
No, summary dismissal. Remember, I said the law allows you to be fired without notice.
And that one, you don't even pay the 1 month.
Of course, because it's without notice.
Ah, yes. That is the word, notice. Yes,
exactly.
So if I give you notice and I don't want you, I'll pay you. Just leave.
Yeah, the contract can allow that. It can say that all I need to do is give you 30 days notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. And then he asked for 12.285 million on gratuity.
I'm not sure if you meant severance or gratuity, because the two I understand to be different. Gratuity is more of a gift. So that's up to what the company policies were, and it might be discretionary.
Yeah. In the other letter, there was a formula how he got there.
How
you something like times 19 years of employment, times something, yes, something like that.
Usually when you are leaving employment, there's a severance fee that you can be paid based on the number of years you have worked for the company. But for the 12 months salary for unfair termination, that's the maximum you can request.
Oh.
Although you find courts can give you even just 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there is the issue of infringement of your constitutional rights, where the court can also give you damages if they find that your rights, constitutional rights, are violated.
Wow. So since I'm just speculating, because this case was all over social media, therefore there could be a case of unfair termination from the, according to me, if the procedure was not followed. However, also there's a chance that the employer has the benefit of summary dismissal. So interesting. I never thought about that angle of summary dismissal. Anyway, Wakili, thank you very much for handling this hot potato. And let's see how it goes. Well, thank you for joining Swala Nyeti, and from us, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.